الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فعن أبي ذر جندب بن جنادة وأبي عبد الرحمن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said اتق الله حيثما كنت. Fear, the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the result of which is the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever you may be, wherever you are. Fear, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay away from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if overcome by nafs, base desires, environment, due to the effect of wrong company, you slip and you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. Immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perform wudu, perform 2 rakat, salatul tawbah, recite the Quran, engage in dhikr, and make tawbah. As a result of these good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out the filth of the sin that you have committed. These 2 instructions were sufficient in order for one to follow the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because these 2 instructions encompasses the whole deen. Ittaqillah, fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning stay away from anything and everything that brings the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So carry out all the fara'id, carry out all the wajibat, perform sunan mu'akkada, stay away from haram, stay away from makruhat tahrimiya, stay away from those sins associated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. associated to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Non-performance of salah, non-payment of zakah, and also stay away from those sins which are associated to the rights of his creation. So this first sentence encompasses the whole deen. Carry out all the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstain from all the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they are related to the rights of Allah or the rights of the creation of Allah. And from the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tawbah. If you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then repent. Make tawbah. So, ittaqillaha haitho ma kunta. Only this one sentence encompasses the whole deen. But due to the importance of tawbah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in order to give hope to those people who slip, who falter, who make mistakes, specifically mentions tawbah. وَاتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا. So in the first sentence, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions taqwa, abstaining from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the second sentence, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions tawbah. If a person does slip and disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he should resort to tawbah so that he can, through the means of tawbah, please his creator once again. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتْ. Stay away from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you may be. وَاتْبِي السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. And if you slip, if you make a mistake, then make a U-turn by carrying out good deeds and making tawbah. T&T. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam does not stop there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to mention a third item. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And deal with people with good morals and good characters. خَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Deal with people with good morals and good characters. Be polite, be kind, be considerate. Behave with good morals. When dealing with people, deal with good characters. Do not inconvenience anybody. In your dealings, in your transactions, in your muamalat, be clean and clear. Transparent. Do not cheat anybody. Do not lie. In your muasharat, in your daily ikhtilat and mixing with other people, Muslims, non-Muslims, old, young, friends, foes, behave in such a way that you do not cause inconvenience to anyone. خَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. الْبِرُّ حُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that good character, الْخُلُقُ الْحَسَنِ, أَخْلَاقِ حَسَنَ, الْبِرُّ حُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ. The whole deen is husn-e khuluq. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ. What is al-birr? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains al-bir. The translation of al-bir is the good. Neki, good deed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains al-bir in detail. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. Al-bir encompasses the aqaid. So al-bir does not refer to only a particular good deed. Al-bir, in the Quranic terminology or in the terminology of Sharia, means the whole deen. It is for this reason Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, when he mentions in Kitabul Iman, Babun Umurul Iman, Umurul Iman, all the good deeds that a mu'min can perform after accepting Iman. Umurul Iman, what are the deeds that a mu'min can perform after accepting Iman? Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala mentions this very verse. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَى الزَّكَاةَ وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi is explaining by bringing this verse under the chapter Umurul Iman. What are the deeds that a person can perform after accepting Iman? After accepting Iman, a person can perform all the deeds that the deen consists of. And the deen consists of these amal. The whole deen is walakinnal birra. So al-bir is the whole deen. Al-bir, the meaning of al-bir is the whole deen. It is for this reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ السِّدْكَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. The whole deen leads a person to Jannah, not just one deed. إِنَّ السِّدْكَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ. Truthfulness leads a person to become completely religious. When a person exerts effort in making sure that he will always speak the truth, whatever the circumstances and whatever the consequences, it's very difficult. Because so many times we twist and turn when we are talking to people. Because we feel that if I speak straight and if I speak the truth, I will make a loss. I will bring harm upon myself if I speak the truth, if I speak straight. So we sometimes lie and do not speak the truth, and sometimes we speak the truth but we twist and turn. So we say something but we mean something else. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that one who exerts effort towards rectifying the a'mal of his tongue, that he will always speak the truth and he will always speak straight. He will not misuse his tongue. And he, with his effort, brings the a'mal of his tongue under control. Then as a result of that, the whole deen will become easy for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. O you who believe, adopt taqwa. Now taqwa is whole deen. Carrying out all the do's and abstaining from all the don'ts. So O you who believe, adopt taqwa. And in order to adopt taqwa, waqulu qawlan sadida. Control your tongues. Speak straight. Speak the truth. Do not twist and turn when you are talking. Do not deceive people. So as a result of purifying the tongue from evils and adorning the tongue with good speech only, a person is able to bring the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life. Inna sidqa yahdi ila al-bir. Truthfulness takes a person towards al-bir, the whole deen. Wa inna al-birra yahdi ila al-jannah. And the whole deen will guide a person towards Jannah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-birru husnul khuluq. The deen is nothing but husnul khuluq. Al-birru husnul khuluq. Bir is husnul khuluq. And what is husnul khuluq? Good manners, good characters. This is translation. Al-khuluqul hasan. Ya husnul khuluq. Ya husnul akhlaq. What is husnul khuluq? Why is husnul khuluq the whole deen? A person will behave with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the state of his heart. If his heart is clean, he will behave correctly with his creator, and he will behave correctly with the servants of his creator. And if his heart is corrupt, he will not be able to behave correctly with neither the creator nor the creation. Ala inna fil jasad lamudghatan idha saluhat saluhal jasadu kulluhu wa idha fasadat fasadul jasadu kulluhu ala wa hiya alqalb. Remember, listen carefully. Ala, listen carefully. Inna fil jasad lamudghatan. In this body, in the body of a human is a piece of meat. إِذَا سَلُوْهَتْ سَلُوْهَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. When that piece of meat becomes good, then all the a'mal that are carried out by this body are good. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. And if the heart is corrupt, if that piece of meat is corrupt, then the a'mal emanating from the parts of the body, from the limbs, from the eyes, from the ears, from the tongue, from the hands, from the feet, will be corrupt. And what is this piece of meat? Ala wahi al qalb. This piece of meat is qalb. So if the qalb is good, if the heart is good, if the heart is purified, if the heart is rectified, if the heart is muzakka, if the heart has gone through the stage of tazkiyah, and it has become pure, all the a'mal of the heart will be correct, and all the a'mal of the remaining limbs will be correct. And when does a heart become purified? When does a heart become clean? When it is adorned with husn-e khuluq. Husn-e khuluq, with good characters. Good characters, good traits. There are two types of traits. Evil traits and good traits. And the center of good traits and the center of evil traits is the heart. So if the heart is adorned with the good trait, tawadu, humbleness, humility, then a person will observe humility from every limb of the body. Idha saluhat, saluhal jasadu kulluhu. And if a person is deprived of this beautiful khuluq of tawazu and humility and humbleness, and it is substituted with the evil trait, takabbur, arrogance and pride, then every limb will exhibit nothing but pride and arrogance. So there is a a list of husn e khuluq and a list of akhlaq e sayyi'a, evil traits. If the heart is filled with akhlaq e sayyi'a, evil traits, jealousy, pride and arrogance, stinginess, hatred, excessive love for wealth, if the heart is filled with evil traits, then إِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ, then the a'mal and the deeds and the actions that this person will carry out will be nothing but evil. And if the heart is adorned with good characters, أَخْلَاقِ حَسَنَةً, then إِذَا سَلُوحَتْ سَلُوحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ, then the a'mal that this person with good characters in the heart will carry out will be nothing but good amal. So deen depends on the condition of the heart. If the condition of the heart is 100% good, then you will find 100% deen in this person's life. And if the heart is 50% good, that means heart possesses 50% good characters and 50% evil traits, then you will find 50% of the deen in his life. And if the heart is void of good traits and it is full of evil traits, you will find 0% of deen in his life. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-birru husnul khuluq. The whole deen, al-bir, the whole deen is nothing but husn khuluq. If a person adorns his heart, enlightens his heart with husn-e-khuluq 100%, and there is no place for evil trait in the heart, then you will see the whole deen in his practical life. The ulama have said in defining husn-e-khuluq, they have said, what is husn-e-khuluq? Husnul khuluq, al-amrul jami'u, li-khisalil khair, wa-li-a'malil birr. What is husn-e-khuluq? Husn-e-khuluq is that thing which encompasses the good characteristics of the heart and the good amal carried out by the body. So husn-e-khuluq is the whole deen. The good condition of the heart, love for people, no hatred, love. Jealousy, no, there is no trace of jealousy in the heart. Well-wishing for people. Humbleness, no arrogance, no pride. No stinginess, generosity in the heart. Patience in the heart. Heart is full of patience. He will never become angry. He will never become agitated. He will never scold anybody. He will never rebuke anybody. Hilm. So husn-e-khuluq means that a person enlightens his heart with the good traits. And once the heart is filled with the good traits, then the amal emanating from each and every limb will always be good. Because إِذَا سَلُوَتْ سَلُوهَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. For this reason, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-birru husnul khuluq. The whole deen is nothing but husn-e-khuluq. Husn-e-khuluq is the whole deen. So, ittaqillaha haythu ma kunta is the whole deen. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in emphasizing the importance of tawbah, uses another sentence, word by sayyat al-hasanata tamuha. This again is the whole deen. And وَخَالِكِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, again that is the whole deen. So why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically mention وَخَالِكِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ? The reason for that is that whenever Muslims talk about taqwa amongst themselves, then normally the mind goes towards those amal which are associated to Allah only. Become a muttaqi. I want to become a muttaqi. I wish I can acquire the highest level of taqwa. So what crosses the mind? Tahajjud crosses the mind. Salat crosses the mind. Tasbihat crosses the mind. Zikr crosses the mind. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being very merciful, is directing our attention towards this fact that you cannot become a complete muttaqi until and unless you fulfill the rights of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be very careful. Wa khaliqin nasa bi khuluqin hasani. And khuluqi hasan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's heart was the best. The akhlaq, the good traits that he possessed in his heart were the best. Nobody can compete with him. So the sahaba rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in say, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ahsanun nasi khuluqan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was the best amongst people as far as the good traits of the heart were concerned. And because the good traits of the hearts of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam were of the highest level, his a'mal were also of the highest level. Because the a'mal that will emanate from a person's limbs and body will be according to the level of the akhlaq that he has in his heart. So, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ahsanan nasi khulukan, because he was at the highest level of akhlaq as far as the good traits are concerned, he said, ana atqakum lillah. As far as the amal are concerned, as far as the do's are concerned and abstaining from the don'ts are concerned, nobody will be able to compete with me. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ahsanan nasi khuluqa. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the same principle, has said that the most perfect believer is he who has the best characters. Because one is iman, the ordinary iman, the first stage of iman, believing in whatever is ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second level of iman is carrying out the do's and abstaining from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is the ordinary iman, the second is the complete iman, the perfect iman. And a person will progress in the perfection of iman and in the completeness of iman according to how the number of do's he carries out and according to the number of don'ts he abstains from. And this all depends, how many do's he carries out and how many don'ts he abstains from, all depends on the condition of his heart. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, akmalul mu'minina imanan ahsanuhum khuluqa. The person from amongst the believers who has the best characters will be the most perfect as far as iman is concerned, because his amal will be more than the others. Akmalul mu'minina imanan ahsanuhum khuluqa. The most perfect from amongst the believers in iman is that person who has the best characters. So everything depends on husn khuluq. It is for this reason when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he asked, "Ma afdalu ma u'tiyal mar'ul muslim?" What is the best characteristic that can be given to a Muslim? What is the best gift that Allah can give to a Muslim? What is the best characteristic that Allah can give to a Muslim? And after posing this question, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Khuluqul Hasan. He said, good character, because everything depends on good character. Everything depends on good character. It is for this reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala ukhbirukum bi ahabbikum ila Allah wa aqrabikum minni majlisan yawm al-qiyamah. Shall I not inform you regarding that person who is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who will be most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is most perfect in iman? And who will be most perfect in iman? The one with the best characters. Shall I not inform you regarding that person who is the most beloved from amongst you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And who will be most nearer to me on the day of Qiyamah? Shall I inform you of that person? The Sahaba said, Bala, please let us know. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ahsanuhum khuluqan. Those people who will have the best characters. Because those who will have the best characters will carry out the most good deeds and will abstain from the most evil, will abstain the most from evil. And as a result of that, they will become the most perfect of the believers. And those people who become the most perfect of the believers will be most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nearer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. So what we need to do is to strive. Strive towards purifying our hearts. Strive towards tazkiyah. Tazkiyah. And there are two stages to tazkiyah. One is takhliyah and the other is tahliyah. Takhliyah means to remove the evil traits from the heart. And tahliyah means to adorn the heart with the good traits. Remove the evil traits and adorn the heart with good trait. And once you do that, remove the evil traits from the heart and adorn the heart with good traits, you have gone through the process of tazkiyah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. He has become successful who has purified his heart, who has made tazkiyah of his heart. So we need to associate ourselves to those who are expert in this field, who are professionals in this field, who know the method of tazkiyah, who know the method of purifying the hearts, and take instructions from them. And under their supervision, we need to do everything that we have to do so that our hearts can be purified. And once the heart are purified, the heart will be adorned with husn-e khuluq, with good characters, and it will be purified from evil traits. And once that happens, then the heart will entertain only good thoughts, and if the heart entertains only good thoughts, then only good amal will emanate from the limbs of the body. And once that happens, all the do's will be in our lives, all the don'ts will go away out of our lives, and not only that, we will see in our lives sunan, we will see mustahabbat, we will see nawafil, we will see abstinence from even makruhat tanzihiyah. So the kamal, the perfection, and the completeness of our iman will progress until only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows where it will take us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to enlighten our hearts with good traits and purify our hearts from evil traits. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك.